Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you paying attention? Are you listening to your children and your spouse as they talk to you? Are you listening to the Lord who is speaking to you? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Your Lord and spouse are speaking to you every day. Are you tuned in to hear from them, or are you not listening to the ones who are around you? You pick up your children after school, asking them questions about their day, but are you listening to their answers? Are you paying attention to your spouse when they come home from work and are talking to you? You may be planning dinner or thinking about all your responsibilities at home that you need to accomplish before you collapse into a chair. When you pray, do you want your Lord to pay attention? Of course you do. But praying is not a one-way conversation when you talk to your Lord. Praying is listening and waiting for the Lord to speak to your heart. In Jeremiah 29, verse 12, we read, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." When you start praying, thank the Lord for the blessings of the day and for the protection of your family. Talk to your Lord as you were talking to your spouse or a close friend. Ask him questions and his opinion, and then pay attention, waiting and listening to what the Lord may want to speak to your heart. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." I pray that you are listening for the Lord's voice all the time. Yes, listen for the Lord to speak to you. When Bob and I had marriage problems, I did not know or believe that I could hear God's voice. Now I ask people daily, has the Lord spoken to you recently? If not, cry out to him, seek him, and then listen to his small, gentle voice. Listening is an important spiritual skill that you and I need to develop. Your Lord wants to talk to you about everything. Talk to him as if he was your best friend who was with you all the time. So often you and I want to take people's opinions and surveys. We should only go to the greatest counselor and ask him to guide. Are you studying and reading the Bible daily? Your Lord will speak to you through his holy word. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your spiritual eyes and ears for you to have understanding, wisdom, and knowledge as you read and listen for the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. You need to hide the Word of God in your heart so when circumstances come up, the Holy Spirit will be able to remind you of scriptures you already know. God is awesome and He does speak to His children. That is my prayer for you today, that you will start to hear and see the Lord speaking to you in many different ways through sermons, radio, or music in answering questions for you. At our local Bible study a few weeks ago, I asked the group to share the scriptures that the Lord had given them at a special time in their lives. One stander, praying for restoration of her marriage, said she flipped her daily devotional calendar and there was Joshua 1:9. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." She got into the car and turned on the radio, and the scripture for the day was Joshua 1:9. God was speaking a word of hope, encouragement, and direction. The Lord will speak to you. Be available and say to the Lord, as Moses said in Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, "Here I am." Pay attention and listen as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.